This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So the central question as to whether or not you're better off right now than you were 4 years ago, I think we can get some idea about that, folks, if we look at a new Rasmussen poll that says 32% believe the country's heading in the right direction, and another study that shows that most Americans can't afford a $1,000 emergency expense. I don't know. Do you think we're being prosperous? Do you think that we're heading in the right direction overall? I don't think so. That is a real travesty, because this is not what America is all about. And certainly I think this is all going to play into the election as we move towards November. Now, there are some signs in the economy. We've got a couple of stories that even we started to see yesterday, that some Americans are feeling better about the economy in terms of spending and so forth. And we keep hearing, well, there'll be no big recession. There won't be a hard landing. Won't be a soft landing. Be no landing at all, because the economy is just going to soar along, especially this year. Well, guess what? It's an election year. And, of course, I think we're going to hear a lot of stuff about how wonderful things really are. But, folks, at the ground level, I think we all understand where things are going and how they really are. Okay, but, again, but we can fix this, though. That's the thing. We can fix it. And it just is going to take some time, and we have to go through the election process to begin to do it. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the Friday edition of the program. And, of course, we have a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to have a lot of fun, as we always do, but maybe a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. We do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. You can also give us a call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Or head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, of course, we're looking to make sure we can start getting a podcast of the program up on a consistent basis. So we are working on that, because we have had some questions about that. So thank you very much. And, yes, we are working on that. And then also, of course, we want to welcome everybody listening to AM 860 The Answer right now. Everybody there in Tampa, Florida, our flagship station, Salem Media, flagship station of AM 860 The Answer. You can find out more about them, of course, at theanswertampa.com. Also, everybody listening along the GCN network as well this morning. GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And by the way, good morning to everybody in Denver. Good morning to everybody in Las Vegas, Nevada as well this morning. So we have a lot to talk about, as I was just saying. And by the way, thanks to Bill, who gave us a direct message. He's listening on WLSS AM 930 there in Sarasota, and he's got a great idea. He says, you can call this Full Moon Friday night. Yeah, that's right. Well, it is a full moon, right? So I appreciate that very much, Bill. And thanks also for the song suggestion. Yeah, I haven't heard it yet, but I'm going to. But I do appreciate it. And Bill also had a great comment that he wanted to make. And he's talking about the idea that, there's a lot of Marxists that, make up part of the Democrat Party, right? That they're basically controlling it, he says. And, talks about this idea of private property rights, or that the idea that that Texas, belongs to the government of the United States. He goes on to say, in a way, it's similar to the Israel conflict, because, like Israel, Texas owned the land in question before the federal government ever had a claim to it. But he goes on to say, but the bigger point, what political philosophy holds is that the national government holds all the rights of the property. It's communism, he says. So, but yeah, he's, Bill, you're onto something here, because the idea is that most people across the country have kind of been conditioned, and this has just happened over time, to somehow believe that the only relevant thing is the federal government in Washington, and whereby the Constitution created the federal government and created the federal government for good reasons, ultimately, because the Articles of Confederation were weak and so forth, as we recall from our history classes, right? But people have sort of been conditioned to believe that the only relevant things that are happening is what's happening in Washington, what's Washington's perspective, and what does Washington want to do about this, that, or the other thing. And you're really, really right in terms of, you know, Texas is Texas is a state, just like Louisiana, or just a state, just like any other state in the union, basically. And it does have its rights; it has its rights under the Constitution. But what the Biden administration is doing is they're trying to create this notion somehow that if Texas does anything to assert its rights, well, then Joe Biden could possibly come in, nationalize the Texas National Guard, and simply begin to run roughshod over the rights of the people there. And believing that most people across the country would say, oh, yeah, well, you can't be some renegade state. But I don't think Texas is being a renegade state in this case. Texas is not trying to do the opposite of what the law stands for. It's trying to uphold the law in its most basic grand sense. And so this particular showdown that's being done is part of this issue of where you try to create so much chaos and where you try to make it look as if you're asserting your rights, you know, through the court system and so forth, that somehow you are the crazy one, that you're the one that's actually trying to disintegrate the union, or to disintegrate the relationship between the states and the federal government. And you heard Governor Abbott, now we're number one, talking about the compact that exists between the states and the federal government. And typically, yes, the federal government has supremacy because that's how this thing was created. But to force this issue and to be irresponsible and reckless and put the Texas governor and the National Guard in the position, because the question was asked earlier, will you physically restrain them from doing this and such? You know, no president should be doing this. This weakens our union. It doesn't strengthen it. But they're doing it for various reasons, of course, to get their own political agenda across. But thanks for the message, and thanks for listening, everybody. We are coming right back after this short break. Kyle Warren with you, Friday edition, Full Moon Friday.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You you can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are moving through the Friday edition as we land on your radio dial here this morning. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. Got to tell you, folks, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And just want to make sure that that I let you know that as much as possible, because I really do appreciate everybody out there, everybody listening to the program, everybody that we're picking up here on the program. It really does mean a lot. And we're talking about some pretty important stuff. We're trying to have fun, obviously, at the same time. And the program just flies by. You know, those of you who have heard me say that before, it really does. And I typically try to make a joke about, well, some kind of Einstein timeline relativity problem. I'm sure that somehow it does fly. Time does fly when you're having fun. But it really does go by. It's so funny. You know, we start this thing up at 2 a.m. Eastern time, and before you know it, it's 6 a.m. Eastern time, and we're signing off for the program for the day. And then that goes by pretty fast, and then we're right back here on the microphone. So it is really a great pleasure to be with you folks, and I appreciate all of your encouragement. I appreciate all of your well wishes and your great messages and your calls and your direct messages as well. Thank you again. All right. And by the way, thanks to everybody else, of course, everybody at AM 860 and everybody at GCN who make this program possible, by the way. And there's a lot of people doing what they do behind the scenes before I ever get onto the microphone. So it's a team effort. We appreciate it. All right. You know, where is Joe Biden going to be during this election? You know, a lot of people have some good concerns about, you know, his ability to go out and really campaign. Donald Trump has, you know, will have some impediment to campaigning because he'll be in the courtroom in many cases, just as he is right now, of course. So that's one thing. But Joe Biden, you know, it's difficult to send him out to a campaign stop because A, you know, it's hard for him, but also B, you don't know what he's going to say or do. But he's the president. He's the one that's running for president. Don't you think he should be the messenger? Well, if you're Van Jones and you're on CNN talking to Anderson Cooper, he just comes out and says the quiet part out loud. He said, no, Joe Biden should not be the one out there campaigning. Let's listen in.
I'm going to be on the campaign. What is the campaign going to look like?
Yeah.
Are there
going
to be debates?
It is going to be debates.
Well, I think that's an open question.
If I were Biden, I would stay hidden. And I'll tell you why. He doesn't inspire confidence. And he's not a great messenger for himself. He has done a tremendous job for this economy. Union members, union leaders are racking up win after win. They should be put forward. There are clean energy executives in red states that are putting people to work and, you know, solar and everything. They should, like, there's something wrong with this campaign where we're somehow expecting Joe Biden, who frankly hid during the last campaign, to come out now and be Flash Gordon and save this his own campaign.
Stop right there. Okay. We need the clean energy people to come out and campaign because, you know, Lord knows everybody wants these alternative energy things. You know, Lord knows everybody is hoping that they don't have a gas stove anymore or that they might be more difficult to heat their home. And I'm not against alternative forms of energy. I'm not against alternative vehicle powering. If you have an electric motor in your car, it might be just the thing you need. If your commute is within a certain range or if you need it for a certain mission-specific thing. See, this is where they don't understand that those who want to make these mandates, they don't get it, is that there can be different ways of accomplishing these goals. And yes, you can probably reduce a lot of gasoline usage if people tool around town in their electric car, but certainly not for a diesel truck to take things across the country, for goodness sakes. Certainly not for other things. You pile the family into the SUV and you want to take a trip, and you're not going to do that in an electric car. There's no way to charge up stuff. Have you ever stopped at a restaurant on a family trip with little kids, and now we got to stay here for a few hours while the car charges up? Can you imagine trying to entertain those kids for hours, and all you needed to do was stop and eat so that everybody's fed, and you kind of keep on your way? Yeah, that's never going to work. So I digress. But the idea is, we don't need Joe Biden out there. We don't need Joe Biden out there. You know, he hid during the last election. And I guess, they're trying to say, it worked. All right, let's see if Van Jones has anything else to say here.
Who are benefiting from the Biden economy, and they exist, should be empowered to speak.
I got to disagree with that.
Okay, stop right there. So the people that benefit from the Biden economy and they exist, no, it's not a philosophical thing that he's trying to say. You know, people are there and they exist. No, he's not being philosophical. I think he's trying to, again, begin to try to explain things. He's trying to make that case, because if there were a great number of people who were benefiting from the so-called Biden economy, notice he didn't say Bidenomics. Now it's the Biden economy, I guess. Maybe he didn't get a memo on that. But if there were droves of people who were benefiting, everything was better, well, then we wouldn't have to try to go find them to put them out in front and let Joe Biden stay in the basement again. That doesn't make any sense. But he's not a great messenger for himself, says Van Jones. Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. But again, this is what everything on the left and the Democrat Party elite and the Democrat campaign, in this particular case, this is what this is all built on. It's all built on trying to create an illusion, okay? And it's really different. You know, when Ronald Reagan was running in 1980, he didn't have to create an illusion that inflation was bad. or that Carter had made many missteps, or that, and I don't think Jimmy Carter, you know, Jimmy Carter is nothing like Joe Biden, okay? And we keep comparing, and people say, well, now, you know, Jimmy Carter is so happy because he's not the worst president anymore, this kind of thing. But Jimmy Carter is not like Joe Biden. Jimmy Carter is not like Barack Obama. Jimmy Carter, I don't think, had the kinds of designs to be destructive, like we see Joe Biden, I think, or the Biden administration, who's ever making up these policies, seems to want to be very destructive. But Jimmy Carter presided over a very, very bad time. I think he made a lot of missteps and so forth. But nevertheless, Ronald Reagan could come in and say, but all this is real. Your problems, your economic problems, these are all real. So we didn't have to sell people on the idea that things were bad because things were bad. Then in 1984, after what was a very hard slog, by the way, it wasn't easy, especially in the first couple of years of the Reagan administration. And I remember one documentary I was watching a long time ago where they said it was even discussed, you know, well, you know, can we even do a second term? Or will we be able to run and have an effective reelection because things weren't turning around as quickly as they wanted them to? But they did. In 1984, it was morning in America. But Ronald Reagan did not have to come out and sell you on the idea that it was morning in America. They could just describe what was happening in America. And they described it. And people saw what it was, and they go, I get it. I understand. You don't have to explain it to me. But so Ronald Reagan, of course, known as the great communicator, but Joe Biden, if he went out and described what was happening in the country right now, well, of course he wouldn't be reelected. And even by being out there on the campaign trail, I think continues to remind people in a very real sense, number one, that things are bad, and number two, he's not up to the job. And by the way, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited about Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden, there's something happening to Joe Biden that, you know, transcends politics or political affiliations and so forth. Again, if this was your grandfather, you'd be wondering how are we going to help grandfather because maybe he shouldn't be in charge of stuff, you know, this kind of thing. But people would see him out there, and I think this is underlying maybe what Van Jones is talking about, you know, that people would see that he's not well. And they don't think that instills confidence. Well, of course it doesn't instill confidence. So again, here comes the strategy, folks. Let's just put Biden in the basement and then have a bunch of people go out and say everything's great. Nah, not again. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, requested the new execution method. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off of news news that it fell short of revenue projections for the fourth quarter, Elon Musk's company dropping 6% after revenue rose only 1% in the last 3 months. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley held a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Economic reports give stocks a boost.
Stocks closed higher on following signals that the economy is growing more powerfully than economists had expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday, setting another record high. The Dow added 242 key points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ composite edged up 0.2%. IBM helped lead the market's gains after reporting a stronger profit than expected. IBM surged more than 9%. The gain of IBM helped offset a sharp drop for Tesla, which warned
Airwaves.
Grounded Boeing jets are coming back starting today. Air travelers will want to know if they were safe. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says he is confident that they will be. More on these stories at townhall.com.
That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, this is kind of interesting. You know, predictions are always hard, especially about the future, right? It wasn't that Yogi Berra, I think, said that. This is an interesting headline from Markets Insider. The Dow will surge 24% after the Fed's first rate cut, with recession looking unlikely. The stock market is poised for a considerable upside as the Federal Reserve gears up for its first interest rate cut since 2019, according to a Thursday note from Ned Davis Research. Ed Clissold, a chief U.S. strategist at Ned Davis Research, crunched the numbers and found that the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumps 15% on average in the first year after the Fed's first interest rate cut, that those gains are even stronger at 24% when the interest rate cuts are coupled with no recession in the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has rallied more when a recession has not occurred within a year before or after the first cut. He said the Fed has signaled it plans to cut interest rates at least 3 times this year after the inflation has moderated considerably from its June 2022 peak. Meanwhile, solid GDP growth and a resilient jobs market has signaled to investors that a recession does not appear imminent, setting the stock market up for solid gains ahead. Well, hopefully so, I guess. But it's, the funniest thing is because you could probably find another economist to say, well, it's not going to go as well as you think it's going to go. And I saw something the other day. Well, if inflation remains sticky, then suddenly the Fed will find a reason not to cut rates. So I hate to tell you, but, you know, when we see headlines like this, it's going to surge 24%. That's amazing. Well, we have to, you know, we got to wait for that. You know, the proof is going to be in the pudding. Now, of course, Donald Trump is out there making his statements and talking about the idea that the stock market would be going up or is getting better now because they see that he's got a clear path to the nomination, and he has a clear, a clear path right now to actually win the election. So his contention would be that Wall Street is much happier if Donald Trump were to be in office. Well, and that may happen as well. As we're moving towards that, it would appear. This is from Reuters, but it's an interesting headline, though. Trump opens up lead over Biden in a rematch many Americans don't want. And that's not completely untrue, is it? There are a lot of people who do not want Biden or Trump to run. Not that they don't want to fix the problems that we have right now, but some people have just soured on both candidates, it would seem. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important to navigate this well. If Donald Trump is going to march ahead to the GOP nomination, he's got to, and his campaign has to come up with some way of wooing the independents and wooing those, as even Democrats who don't want to vote for Biden, either independent or Democrat in some cases, in many cases, and then, of course, come over to the Trump side. That's going to be the hat trick here to do. And I think it's doable. It's doable because, number one, there's time between now and then. There are going to be other events that happen in the world, in the country. There's going to be more examples. And I hate to say this. I don't relish this notion. I don't want anything to go wrong. I really don't. I think we have to be more vigilant right now. I think we have to make sure that because we have this terrible vulnerability at the border that has been ongoing. So it's not like tomorrow somebody could come across the border, but I hate to say that the most likely scenario is that bad people have already come across the border. So, and I don't want there to be any kind of violence or attack or other kind of disruptive event. That's why I'm hoping that through chatter or through other, you know, clandestine means and so forth, that we're able to uncover these kinds of plots before they would ever happen. But there'll be other events. There'll be other economic events and so forth that are going to bear on how the election goes. And it may buttress Trump, assuming he's the nominee. But this from Reuters. Donald Trump leads Democrat President Joe Biden by 6 percentage points in a Reuters Ipsos poll that showed Americans were unhappy about an election rematch that came into sharper focus this week. The nationwide poll of 1,250 U.S. adults showed Trump leading Biden 40% to 34%, with the rest unsure or planning to vote for someone else or no one. The poll had a margin of error of 3 percentage points. That represented a gain for Trump after the Reuters Ipsos poll conducted earlier this month showed him and Biden tied, though a nationwide survey does not capture the subtleties of the Electoral College contest that will be decided this fall in just a handful of competitive states. As Trump handily beat his sole remaining primary challenger, Nikki Haley, in New Hampshire on Tuesday, some 67% of respondents polled Monday through Wednesday said they were tired of seeing the same candidates in presidential elections and want someone new. Still, just 18% say they would not vote if Biden and Trump were their choice. So this is, again, very interesting and very telling. But at the same time, though, just like in any – there are so many challenges in every single presidential election that they're going to have to deal with. the campaigns, that is. And in particular, he emphasized the Trump campaign. They will have to try to break through that noise. I think we've already started to see some changes in tone from Donald Trump to some degree, not completely, certainly not any kind of major sea change, but I think he has tried to change some of the tone, which I think is important because this will go to the idea of trying to win back some of the so-called suburban housewives or others that simply have decided they don't want to vote for Donald Trump. But what is on the line, in other words, whoever the GOP nominee might be, the Trumpian policies would come into play. And nine times out of ten, you would want that that candidate to be able to articulate those kinds of policies and be able to implement them, how they were going to implement them. But if you're Nikki Haley, for example, this from Breitbart, the donor class has begun to cut off all future funding for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's campaign after she lost the critical Republican primary in New Hampshire. But that was a known thing. I don't think anybody expected an upset, by the way. Multiple advisors two political mega donors told the Washington Post on Wednesday that they were cutting off the support. The desertions represent the beginning of the end for Haley's ability to remain in the race. Haley was the donor class's choice candidate to block former President Donald Trump. But after his historic victories in Iowa and New Hampshire, Haley's financial backers apparently see the writing on the wall. Of course, remember that from the Old Testament, the writing on the wall. Your kingdom has been weighed and found wanting, basically, is what the hand was writing. Democrat billionaire donor Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn, paused donations to pro-Haley PACs. We invested in Governor Haley when we thought she had a shot of winning. I need to see a new case with new evidence to persuade me that more money could help her win now, Hoffman advisor Dimitri Milhorn told the Wall Street Journal. Metal magnate Andy Sabin also ended his financial support for the former South Carolina governor. You have to know when to hold them. You have to know when to fold them. You have to know when to walk away. There's a song in there somewhere, right? That's exactly, he's definitely quoting the gambler, Kenny Rogers. He says, it's time for Nikki Haley to walk away, Sabin told Fox Business host Neil Cavuto. And again, referencing Kenny Rogers' hit song, The Gambler. There's absolutely no upside to her going to South Carolina, and there's a tremendous downside, he added. If you can't win your own state, there's no reason to go on. So the pressure is building, but at that same time, the momentum is building, but you have those independent voters. You've had people that voted for Nikki Haley in some ways because she's Nikki Haley the candidate, but also because they were voting against Trump. So that in lies the problem, folks. But I think it's doable. If Trump's going to be the nominee, they're going to have to take all that into consideration. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Friday edition is racing by at warp speed. So if you see something go by at warp speed, it is definitely us. It's this program. And we hope that you can fly along with us here this morning as we go through the overnights in America and landing right on your radio dial. And we're glad to be with you. Glad that you're there. And folks, we've reached, by the way, Kyle Warren with you. We've reached the part of the program, hour number two here, where we play another song, get you going, keep you going throughout the wee hours of the morning. I think we got a really good one here. Then we're going to take another look at the Nashville weather. Then we're going to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we're going to pack all of this in to this segment. It is a feat of daring do, but we are unafraid, and we're gonna go forward with it. And I think we got a great song because it's Friday, and folks, sometimes on Friday you kind of think about maybe heading out. Maybe if you could just kind of get away somewhere, you might want to head out. Especially, it might be enticing if you had two tickets, let's say, to paradise. yeah. I got to tell you, folks, a song like that, I'm telling you, right here in the studio, headphones come off, speakers go up, and kind of just enjoy it right along there with you. And, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, and that's the late, great Eddie Money, of course. Two tickets to Paradise, and I don't often say this, right? I don't often say this, but every once in a while I do, and I do think it's justified when I do say it, and that is, I think it's a perfect record. There are some that just, they just seem to stand the test of time, and they just seem to be put together so well, and it doesn't matter the genre. But when you get a perfect record, I think that's it. And I've always loved the song ever since I first heard it when I was younger, and this was a great song by Eddie Money, no doubt about it. So two tickets to Paradise. Sounds kind of great, doesn't it? Two tickets to Paradise. All right, let's see here. We're going to take a look at some of the precipitation that we were looking at last hour. Looks like, especially up in Oregon right now, the precipitation's moved well south of Portland, but covering parts of the coast there. So I know that Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, is still probably getting rained on. It's going to be with you on Interstate 5 all the way down through Medford to the east of that. There's going to be snow. It looks like Redding's a little more clear than it was last hour in Northern California. Our friends in Denver, 710 KNUS, say you've got snow to your south going down Interstate 25 down through Colorado Springs, of course, and all the way down towards Trinidad to the border with New Mexico. Snow around Santa Fe right now as well. Also Las Cruces, that the rain has moved a little bit more south. So be aware of that. The central Iowa, you've got rain mixed with snow. This is going to be northeast of Des Moines, but through Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Mason City, and then over now into like areas of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Sheboygan. You've got rain mixed with snow. Grand Rapids, Michigan, same story. And then all moving through through the southern part of Michigan, and then on over into parts of New York State. In Rochester, New York, you got rain mixed with snow. Lots of rain also in north central Pennsylvania right now, it looks like. New York City, some smattering around there. But if you're in Connecticut or if you're in Massachusetts right now, lots of rain mixed with snow. Boston looks, I think last hour wasn't, I don't recall seeing anything in Boston last hour, at least on the radar. But right now, if you happen to be in Boston, you might be getting rained on at this point in time. So be very careful there. If you're coming east out of Mobile, Alabama this morning, you've got all kinds of rain happening there. If you're coming along I-10, it'll be with you until about as you get a little bit east of Crestview there. But lots of rain out there in the Gulf. Jacksonville, Florida, rounding things out. Gainesville, you've got rain as well. And let's see here. Looking for a little bit more here, but that kind of is going to kind of round it out there. Our friends in Tampa, of course, AM860, our flagship station, you're looking pretty clear right now. Well, let's head over to the telephone lines and say good morning to our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's a lot going on. We still have a lot happening at the southern border. And these different governors, you had mentioned some of this on the program yesterday, but they are aligning, and they're saying they stand with Texas. And obviously, there's still calls for the nationalization of the Texas National Guard. But this confrontation is not going to be backing down anytime soon, is it?
No. I think we're up to 26 states that are standing with Texas. This is going to get very interesting. Now, what's particularly fascinating about this is, you know, a lot of people are very mad at the Supreme Court, and I guess I can be too. I would rather the Supreme Court have gone the other way. They may have thought in the back of their minds the supremacy clause. But having said that, understand, this was really an injunction. The Fifth Circuit is the one that said, no, the feds can't do anything with you know, the concertina wire and gaining that park back. And so the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, went to the Supreme Court and argued that we have to have it back because we have to respond to emergencies, medical emergencies, mostly those people that may be in peril crossing over the river. And so that was the basis of their argument. This is really only a decision that goes, I think, until February the 7th. That's when the larger part of the case is to be heard. So this is really a kind of a temporary measure, if you will. The court said that if the feds had to cut the wire, they could. But it also did not say that Texas couldn't be putting it up.
Right, exactly, yeah. They didn't stop them from doing that, right.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So it was sort of a false argument that the Department of Justice put up, because really it's Texas that and their people that are actually, you know, doing the work. And if there's anybody to be saved, most of the time it's the Mexican side, the Mexicans that are saving the people.
Right.
If they're in peril in the river, and from time to time, Texas has done it.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour news, everybody. We're going to be right back with Denise Simon right after your top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there on this Friday edition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.